Until now, we were speaking about the Chino of Avidah, because of course, Atayv, that's Munach in Avodah Berchzenen, that's Alpi Rashi, in order to Rashi, was the Pashtun, the basic level. And Avodah, that's also the Iker, that comes first in the Seder Adhorm, that's probably the Iker, Hadgasha, to try to be kind of the Hadgasha of Akar Satayv. So tonight we want to imamshich a little bit nacha an angle, a different dimension in the avoid of birth, and imadgish again that it takes a long time to be kind of the chilek of a korsa toiv. No, of us we're learning the sugya, so just like when you read the Messias Hashem, you go weiter. Don't stop after the first line, because you can't go past the first line. You keep on going. So we're going to learn the sugya. We're opening up the sugya in its various angles. This taka, second in Madrega, it's taka on a much higher level. In the Nakuda Haidah, there's a musig of Haidah and Akar Satoy. There's a musig of Shira, or Hala. Haidah and Akar Satoy is all about a personal thing. It's a personal feeling of, call me, it's gratitude, but it's almost always accompanied with a feeling of Kilo Achayv. It's Makabal something. And you work on, it takes time, but work on recognizing and feeling, and developing the agasha that when in all the food, the machalim that we get, we actually receive something and try to appreciate how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made with us. What would have been lulei this teva? Those are all chelik of the feelings of Karas HaTev. Shira, what's the difference between Shira and Haida? So many different nekudas, but the easiest way to bring it out, the limbus test, almost Shira you could say on a teva that's done to somebody else. Hakaras HaTayv and Haidah, you can't say on a Torah that's done to somebody else. You can't. Hakaras HaTayv is only something, it's a personal thing, it was done to me. I feel I owe. It's a Hagosha of Kabbalah. But Shira is to be mispal, to be misraiming. Over the godless, the Torah that's displayed, even in the Chal, it's just displayed, you see it being displayed. There's a Gantz HaVoidah of being Shira, of Mahala HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing Maisov in the Briah. So in Bracha, you also, the Bracha, part of the large chilek of the Bracha, is it's Haidah also, it goes together, but also it's Haidah and Shiva. So tonight we're going to open up a little bit this chilek of it. It's Shaykhist Haidah also, but it's another creature, we'll see. We're Peseach, we're singing with the Maisa. The Maisa, they say over, that the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer used to, right after the davening, used to go have a longer first Seder. And in a Zoom, he learned. And the Rebbetzin made sure that she sent him every morning a Danish, a Ragolo, a piece of something that he should have during the, because he didn't have a proper breakfast. Before and until after first Seder, he would have a lunch. So nice, he had a gava. And the Gabbai noticed over the course of time, he used to bring him this Danish. Chassam Sofer didn't pay too much attention exactly to this Danish. Sat on the side, ate it. He ate it, but he didn't realize he did eat it. It wasn't tefis too much makom by Chassam Sofer. So it was vices with the shmak of Danish. After a while, he started thinking, it's chaval. I'm wasting it over here, doesn't get a geschmack. Well, one time maybe I'll eat it, and Chassam Sofer won't notice anything. I'll take it. I'll have myself. Chassam Sofer won't notice anything. So yeah, Yoim decided that Taka is gonna stay, he's gonna try to do it. He can't shine Halton anymore. He's gonna take it. Decided what he'll do is he'll eat it, he'll leave the crumbs in the plate, in the dish that he always serves Chassam Sofer. Just in case Chassam Sofer asks him, he'll show him the plate, he'll show him. Fine. And he eats it, shmak. Seems like it's normal, he doesn't hear anything, no one comes to him, no one says, and at the end, he comes and he brings him his lunch. Sefer says, no, where's my Danish? So never, he chapped him. So he says, he tells him, I bought you Danish, man. He says, you ate it. Look, he brings in the plate and he shows him the crumbs. He says, so Samsef saw he was looking at him like, how do you know? Samsef says, Mr. Gerech, you're right. If I ate the Danish, I don't ever ate the Danish. Of a bracha, I know I didn't make a bracha on the Danish. That I know I didn't make a bracha. The eating the Danish, that the Samsef didn't notice. Of the bracha, he felt he was missing his bracha. He felt he was missing a bracha. So here we see a pasha of the thing. Here we see how an Oyver Hashem, a proper Oyver Hashem, someone who different chalakim over in the right place, is mamish lehefech mas. When they eat, the sugya is a little bit hezashaych, the shevim, for those of you who listen. And the shevim, Bob always says, shevim really starts from where you eat. That's where you start. So where the shevim should start, where you, in your kind of way, how you eat. But by a big person, he eats. So you eat, whatever you eat. So there's two things that go on when you eat. You eat and you make a bracha. If you're Jewish, you eat and you make a bracha. But what's the ikar and what's the tafel? What's the ikar timsa and what's the ikar? So by some sefer, the ikar was the bracha. The food was the ikar timsa to eat, whether or not he ate or didn't. Of the bracha that he remembers. But by us, it's punkfakir. By us, the food is more than ikar, much more than ikar. The bracha is pashat amater, pashat ikar timsa. I don't know. Unfortunately, it's not. I'm gonna say this, but how many times do you ask your wife, did I make a bracha? I didn't make a bracha. You remember I made a bracha? I didn't make a bracha. If you eat, you don't have to forget. I've heard the bracha plenty of times. Ask my wife, cheshbonos, you know. Some say it was punk fakir. So I want to try to explain a little bit to what's lifting them that the bracha be'etzim zikr. There's an akuta. There's a chiluk ma'avoid. Again, it's high. I don't even think I'm looking for it tonight that we should make the food not ikar, but at least the bracha should be equal, at least equally as important to somewhere, or at least in the same world of importance as the food should be taifas makar. So let's start. There's a morale. Morale says a whole nother level to Gemara that we started with 2 weeks ago, the Gemara in Ketzer and Mevarchim. It's the Gemara, this Gemara is the Makar Sharis of the Sugya. Morale says a whole new pshat. The Gemara says, "Amr Rav Yudah, Amr Brachas Taflam Rei. Amr Rav Yudah, Amr Shmuel. Kol Hanenem in Aulam Azeh Beloi Brachu Ki Hanenem Ikar Cheshemay. Shenem Al Hashem Aratzum Loi. The Gemara before says, "Ki Lumal, it's Hanenem Ikar Cheshemayim Shem Al Hashem Aratzum Loi." And afterwards, the Gemara asks, the Gemara says, "Astira Al Hashem Aratzum Loi Ksiv, Ksiv Hashemayim Hashemayim Hashem. Aratzum Nisnasan LeYodam." We saw this Gemara then. The Gemara says, "Loi Kasha Kan Koydim Brachu Kan Acha Brachu." So we said then that state in the Gemara that bracha is the ma'isa kinyan. The bracha is the ma'isa kinyan. So the first level we spoke about, how is a bracha the ma'isa kinyan? Because a bracha is, if you appreciate it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it out if you realize you're a makabel. So we spoke about that. Or else is a whole new pshat. And we start with Morales bothered by this first Gemara we mentioned. What is the pshat? That the Gemara says, what does it mean? That's kinyul nene mikod sheshemayim. Moral, come on, it's a classic. Well, oimik apshat in this Gemara. Learns up everything. He's mefarish everything apshut. It's not just a marshal. The moral is in the siva seil, in the siva avayda perikidal. Why is everything kod sheshemayim? Fnei shekol ha'olam el Hashem yizbarach. Shehu bara es hakol, v'kol davar shu l'kodesh baruch hu kodesh k'moy kol kachem. And we read the Gemara, we say, kilo nenet, it's k'ilu kachem. So we read again, it's k'ilu, it's sad. Because I was trying to imam, let's tell us something, k'ilu it's like kachem. V'ein alech aloim rezok de moral, ki af she boram harei al Hashem yizbarach, ein misham shim klum. Don't ask k'ilu, it's not kachem. Moral is a kachem. You're saying it's kachem, it's not kachem. It's a big chilek. Kodshim shem misham shem avaydos yizbarach ulekachim kodesh aval ich shayach zeh b'kolon avroim kodshim is a karbonis, this kelim, even the kahanim have kedusha, the makom ha-migdash, all these things are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A bestam, an apple, a piece of shawarma, water, coke, what's the stam sitting there? V'zeh eine, zot, Gemara means kipshutei the kodshim. Why? Ki hakol nivre l'shamish Hashem yizbarach. Ki hakol bara l'choy do yizbarach. From the basic yisoides hashkafas of Yiddishkeit is the kol masha, the hashkafas atayra, kol masha bara kodesh baruch hu l'choy do yizbarach. Why? That's not our inyan right now. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, but that's not our inyan. But ki min ha-nevroim kulam v'yosoy nire kvoy ma'isov. Ulekach hakol kodesh el Hashem Yisborah kem Yishai kodshi shamayim. Shem Yisham Shem Yisborah. Fascinating exactly what I'm saying. This kodshim, the lashon of kodshim is kodesh l'Hashem. What is the yisoid of kodshim? Kedusha, kedushin means ha-miyuchedus. Ha-tosus, ha-reyat kodeshesli, ha-reyat miyuchedusli. Kedusha is when something is designated. Every single nivra in this world, every blade of grass, every piece of oichel, is created for a purpose. It's designated to serve Hashem. It's kodesh. It's a different level of kedusha. The designation, the way it has to serve Hashem, is not as meyuchad as real kodesh, but it has to serve Hashem some way. How does it serve Hashem? It has to be mesaper kvoide. Mesaper kvoide. Tell us something about the hashkochas Hashem, the godless Hashem. The rotzer of Hashem to be meitiv. The ganze bria is here to be mesaper kvoide. Mshakim shemayim mesaper kvoide. So it's like kachem kipshutai. Zok maral, weiter. Ava kasha bora kvo lichvoido. He's saying pshan the hemshach of the mara. The mara brings that kanacha brocha. V'hu makir is Hashem yizborach mipol yodov. When a person, he takes an oichel, he takes an apple, he takes a Coca-Cola, figure out whatever's in there. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in there that brings you the Coca-Cola. Yeah. However, through that you appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shrei Nois and Eidol, appreciate Nivro. Hine Dover Zeh, Kvoid Hashem Yisborach Gam Kein. Dehainu HaBrocha Al HaPrisha Baruch. Ulekach, when you make the Brocha, Yoyitze HaPri L'chul, and Kipshutai, it was Kodesh, now goes L'chul. Kasher Odom Nois and Brocha, L'Hashem Yisborach, Asher Bero Ose Oisai, Ki Zeh Tmura Zeh. It's like a Tmura. Morale is learning nifte v'sha'at al pidarka. The Gemara means kipshuta. A bracha is not a matir. It's not pshat that Hashem Aretzim Lohem means everything's usher and the bracha is a zaitig a matir. A bracha is a kiyam of the yud that everything that we're supposed to have. There's a musik, I don't know if that was my kind of kachim. Kachim is a musik of nasis mitzvasim. Real kachim, even kachim. They have kedusha, they have surim. And there's a certain kachim, mamol, they go out l'chulim. There's a long that's called Nasis Mitzvasa. What's the ged of Nasis Mitzvasa? It's not a heter as a. It's a heter, like Shechita is Mater Chulin. So a lot of rais know the geder is Yumakayim, it's din. It was Kaddish for a certain purpose. It was designated for a certain purpose. When it did its purpose, you maximized it. You used it up. You did its purpose. Now it's Chulin, it's finished. The Ra'al is saying, that's what a Baruch is doing. What a Baruch is doing is, it's not Stam as Zaytig and Mater. What does it mean that they're kodshim? What does it mean that they're kodesh? Because they are miyua, they're designated for a purpose. And when you are being mekayim that purpose, so okay, then it goes elachum. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it for. He gave it for to be used the sapik for a kill. We have an oral that the avoid of a brach over here is to bring out the cover of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that there is in a echum. And that is what's made elachum. That's the tafkid of a mesh. That's the tafkid. Let's try to develop this idea a little bit. It's a basic idea, it's a high idea we don't so much live with on a daily basis. If we get to it, Be'ez Hashem, the person can open this up if you have time to work with it, do the Sugya Brachos. This idea of a kol borot v'fayda. We do with the Rashi, Rashi's base, Perek base, Pasuk Hey. The Pasuk says, a kol siyach hasada termiyah ba'oretz. Well, Esav Asad, this is after the whole Sheshim Eveshes. Kol Esav Asad, the term Yitzach, ki lo yihim te Hashem alikim al arz. It wasn't me. But Adam ayin lavet zedam. But what's the Rashi? Rashi says. But kol Esav Asad, adayin lo yitzamach. I had said, v'toytze arat zfir, on Yom Gimel. But lo yotzu el al pesach hakarka. They only went to the ground level. They didn't go, they didn't rise above ground level. Ad Yom Vav, until the day of Bria's Adam, Ulama ki lo yhimtir, because it wasn't me. My time alo yhimtir. The fisha odom ayin lavoid es adom. Because there's no mensh there, as was is. Ve ein makir betoivos and shal kshama. Uksha ba odom ve yod Hashem tzorich lo oilam. That he realizes the bria's need him, realize how much we need a kadosh baruch hu. His pal lehim ve yod ve tzom chui ven yisra tshem. Shtet ve zogan ala bal yavoid. Da shtet. A tnai in the seder rabbi, this is the seder rabbi. A kadosh baruch hu created a oilam of kol tuv. But with the Seder Abriya, the way it works, this is the hinge of the Briya, and Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't make it stop. Kadosh Baruch Hu made it in order that it should be Mesapek Foydai. the men should come and appreciate it and recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godless, recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ashkocha, recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to mate it to the bird. That's what keeps the world ticking. That's what allows the world to stop. That's what allows the world to stop. So, Rashi is talking about it, but even Chloe, shoot. But there's many places, I'm not going to be marathon, all of them, it's not the only cars, many places in the Mefurish that there's a Meyuchedek, a Yichedek, and a Brocha Mesuyim. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bries, he created the Bria in order that the Adam should come and be makir with brachas, with a bracha. There's a medrash called the Medrash Oisius Rabbi Akiva. It's a ganze medrash about the different letters of the Aleph Beis. State there that Meshas Brias Oilam, all the Aleph Beis came and they wanted that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Boyer the Oilam with the letter. Start off with the letter. Whatever it means. Start off with Torah. Torah is that's the Sherish of the B.S. Oilam. All the letters. Grammar starts from Tuf. And each one says, and at the end of the day, we know what was Zeicha? What won the lottery? Beis, Bereishis. Beis won the letters. What was Beis' time? Shem Benjamin Shazar. Achachach nichnach Beis. Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'amol lefonu. Yibayin Yisholim. Tzoyincha Shetivra B.S. Oilam. Everyone time, every letter time. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a time in everyone. But what was the schus of it? Shebi meshabchim lefanecha boi oilam b'chol yoim. Shenemar brings kama psukim. Baruch Hashem lo oilam omi b'omi. Baruch Hashem alochot. Baruch Hashem kol tzvov. Vatzidim kol adoris oilam loim lefanecha. Baruch Hashem alike Yisrael. Miyad kibel HaKadosh Baruch Hu memenu v'amr loi hei. V'amr loi baruch habo b'shem Hashem u'bor boi yaseilom moi b'bei shenem ha-bereishis bor alikim. What a chazal being megal chazal. This is the cool. Chazal are telling us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, a little bit of an aim. The whole world, the entire B'yus HaOilam is Be'etzem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu started being Mashpia Mituvai. Be'etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Metzias of Echor, of Achtos, that's not giving out to another B'yah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and he started to give. That was the Nesherish of the whole, the Ratzon of the B'yus HaOilam. But what allows that Ratzon to knock? What around the clock to keep on knocking in this world? Bracha, da shteta. The ganze Sach steht auf brachas. Auf brachas. When we make brachas, when we appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we makir gadlusoi v'toivosoi, that is what's going to allow the world to continue to tick. That's going to allow the world to continue to tick, to tick, to tick, to tick. This is the avoid of us looking at brachas. So how does this, what exactly, but even prati, how is this looking at bracha? How is this looking at bracha? We have a lot of curse to the little Indian for a bit. Rabbeinu Bechai is in Dvorim. Perches, Fosig Yud. I was Matam, he's coming to explain the Hemshah, we're already in Brachas. We're in Brachas, not here in days. There's another Gemara, it's in the Beer Gavim. Gemara says, Amar Chanina bar Papa. Someone who is nenem and unazeh b'loy bracha, it's as if he's gazling from Kadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael. So we said pshat, first week we said pshat, based on the Marsha, that he's stealing the parents because it's a balance of Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Rashi says Anush. Rashi says, Goizel Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's bir chasa. That's what that means. What does it mean? You're stealing the bracha from Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Vayter Knesset Yisrael. You're stealing from Knesset Yisrael. Zokrashi shekshechotu ha-peiris leikim. What's haste? A mensch who doesn't make a bracha, he's stealing from Knesset Yisrael, he's going with the peiris are leikim. Vayter same thing more. That he's a chover hul ish mashkes. He's a partner, he's a shutif to ish mashkes, who's a ish mashkes? Yerovam ben nevot shehishkes es Yisrael avim shebashamayim. Shechiti amachti, shehichti, he was hishkes es Yisrael avim shebashamayim. The person doesn't make a bracha, he's a mashchis, he's destroying. How is he destroying? What's he doing? So Rabbeinu Bechai, over here says a pshat. Bechai says a chal. First he says, a bracha is ein and tzorich kevoya. When we're mevorach Hashem, it's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mekar ha-bracha. Yehu ha-nimtza ha-kadmo in shehimtzi ha-netzoyim kulon mitzi'usay, ein yalu mitzi'usay. What we're doing with brachas, ki meleinu. Zot yarzoi. This is a little pshat. What are we doing with brachas? Kol hamavorach al ma shenene who made al hashkocha shuis al himsi mozon l'shvevim kadesh yechu. We started reading the last 2 weeks. When a person is making a bracha, what is he doing? He's not saying, okay, the apple was here, the shawarma and the lafa was here, who knows where, from Shei Shemei Bereshis. He's recognizing it came from somewhere. This came from somewhere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in control over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought this to me, and he brought it to me because, first of all, he wants me to recognize that he's in control, and he wants to do toy for me. He's been made al hashkocha. So, b'schus zu ha-tvua va-peiris mizborcha misrabi. B'schus somebody who is made on the hashkocha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives his bracha. Why? And this is a big yisoid. Rabbi Mechai is being mavliya this, but this is where all the place. Nefesh Chai Barichos. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkocha in this world is gifi ar ha-karen is hashkocha. Major nekuda in the scale that they're working on. That gifi that we're going to be makir his hashkocha, that's the way he's going to give his hashkocha. So at Kama we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Makar HaTov, so then there's bracha. Bracha will see soon, there's increase, there's a flux, there's an influx, it keeps on growing, everything is Misra'ana. However, Mela, that's the Achrayis that is placed on Adam, who has to be a Mavarech. His Achrayis is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all kinds of things in this world, but the purpose is not just to take them as if they were always, they belong to you. To take them and realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving them to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ashkocha. And when you do that, you allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to continue his Hashkocha. Memeila zokter, v'anena ve'eina mivarech, zokter, goyzo mimenu Hashkocha. Zokter v'imachai p'sha'an in the Gemara, what does it mean you steal from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rashi says it's bracha. You steal Hashkocha, why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to shower. God loy v'tuvay molei oylam. Toiv, we realize that. Toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be made of us. Baruch Hu's dying for us to be made. A mashal. Just look at yourselves. When there's a parent here, a mashal, I'm aiming the mashal of fear, the feelings you feel for a child. It's a mashal, dugma for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be made to us. But he set up the Seder and Riyam with Mahalach. And the Mahalach is that he's waiting for Akara, he's waiting for Shira, he's waiting for Lashon Ramban, Kedoshim. He talks about Baruch Hu's Ki in Chif, it's Acher B'Briyah. That is the Ikar Ratzin that allows the Bria to take. And maybe when you don't do this, you go using Menu Hashkocha. Umoyser Hanhogas Hashvevim Kechavus Mazalim. You say the world works, it was always here. Yeah, it was just there. It came by itself, or it came because the person planted it. So there's not going to be any Hashkocha. Vizewa Nemer, first of the Mar, we just read, Kala Nenem, Elim, Ezebel, Ebrach, Yil Goyzel, Kaddish Baruch, Yil Kvasis Yisrael. Shemer Goyzel, Ovin, Kleimer. Goyzel, Kaddish Baruch, Hashkocha, like we just said. Will Knesset Yisrael appear? What's Pshat? Sheba'ovin zeh ha'peiris mismatin liyisrael b'sibasay. Sherei kol ha'olam kula nidan acharayim. Like, what's Pshat just said? Because the shefa was supposed to come al yedei you, al yedei the shira that you were supposed to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you didn't give that shira, you went weiter and you just noticed what you ate. And you didn't b'chlal think about the bracha b'chlal. You didn't think about what's munach in the bracha. So then you took away the shefa, memeila, you're stealing from Klal Yisrael and you're mashchis. You're mashchis. Instead of, what's a mashchis? It's sure something you have in your hands. Because Baruch Hu gave you something to bring bracha, and you pass it. Well, mashchis, you're too happy to die because Baruch Hu gave you. This is first aleph base level in what you're doing in the bracha, the level of shiur in the bracha, the hashkocha, that recognizes. Moisef, the second level of this, Shuvas HaRashba. Shuvas HaRashba is Chilukei, Shuvas HaRashba, Nun Aleph, Nun Beis, Gimel Dal, over there, he talks about the Lashon Bracha. Probably good night to see. Maybe the Sugya. Rashba, we're focusing on the Rashba, Nun Aleph. Nesher asked him, what is the Bechal Lashon Bracha? What will be Mevarach Hashem? So he says, Lashon Bracha, Bemis Lashon Bracha, Tisefes HaRibayim, Lashon Brecha Yisamayim. Bracha means Tesefes Ariba. Brecha Samayim is that the wellspring gives out to other bodies of water. And the wellspring is a source of water. Kamat, it's getting from the core of the universe, but in our tefisa, it's an unstop-ending source. And there's a flux, there's an influx. There's a ribu, there's a constant increasing that continues, goes out, and it goes to the other bodies of water. And he says, in the brachas, the musik of brachas, there's a soid amuk, which I'm not going to explain. He says, I'm explaining a word, a pshat in brachas. What does it mean that when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the makar of Tosefes, the makar of Ribu? He says, I'm saying pshat, he gives a mashal, an alag mashal, with a big idea. Ki habrocha v'tosefes habrocha yir mishnei tzadim. Dr. Rashba, there's two ways when a person, you see somebody, a melech, giving tovus, there's two ways, there's avodim, his people, makabli tova could be, we recognize his source, his what he's giving out. Hamashal. Ki melech anoyis in hashbiyah mituvay l'avodav. A regular melech, any melech bas v'dam that gives, whatever he gives hundreds of cars out, he gives money. Where do you see the Tosefes? Sometimes he says you see mitzad the makabel, and sometimes you see mitzad the mashpia. By a melech you always see mitzad the makabel. Why? She nears abrocha lavod of mitzad she nizboruchu v'nitosef. They only see mitzad what they got. Why? Shehayu chaserim. They were missing. We didn't have all this money. We didn't have cars. We didn't have this food. She chaserim in this mal. Aval a melech kvar noida shu yesh loy kama she nosir v'heitiv. What does it mean? A melech has a certain amount limited. No matter how great the melech, how rich the melech is, it's limited, whatever it is. It could be we didn't see how great that increase was. But now we see, now that we got it, we saw what he has. We saw what it is. But is he increasing right now? Is he actively increasing? He's not increasing. B'shas, when we recognize Bach, we realize what we got. What we got from him, we now see his increase. But Be'etzim, he always had that. Nothing was in Schadish. However, if you do it lenetzach, which is not shy from melech bas v'dam, if you're constantly be giving, there would be never a second that he's not being mashviya. But MS here, there's a whole new level. Shehu ba'atzmai mizborach, ad she'enoi poisik, afidu rega mehispik, from giving some supplying, kol chayelos avagilos ahim. V'loi she'ei melech misrabe memokam achri, he's not getting to something else. He is the makar ha'toiv. Zokter, the Hemshet, the Kacha Ingin Habrochus. Shonu Moidim Lefonov al Mizainoisa, Val Tuvois, and Magius Lonamitius Baruch, Misbalim, Shias, and Tuva the Berchoisa. Kidei Sheyedu Hakol Shu Baruch. He says when we say Baruch, we're adding in a tefillah that it should be recognized this increase. And that's what we say, Baruch Hu Mevoruch Befi Kol Nisham. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Baruch Be'etzen. He's not only Baruch, there's a big oimik. Again, this is a high level in Avodah Hashem before you hold him by working on this. But there's an Avodah besides realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the apple that you're eating, besides realizing that he gave the piece of steak that you're eating, the milk that's in your cup. There's an Avodah to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only this that he gave me, he supplied me with his type, right? With the mind of the type. This is just an example of the Makar. This is just an example of the Makar. This came from a source that's a non-ending, never-ending source. This came from a melech who bechefso is baruch. What does it mean? Bechefso is a non-stop increase. We just gotta connect to that. Imagine a non-stop source of money, anything you need. Sati d'shmaya, shalom bayis, tzlach of the kids. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a non-stop. Anything, any chef in this world, non-stop. Be makir that. Realize that it just is a sample. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a non-stop makar. We say baruch. It's lit out tefillah. That's when we say tefillah. Yehi shmei rabba levarach. When you say Baruch Shem Kavod Baruch Shem, we're asking for this nekuda to be recognized. That everyone should realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is an increasing conseder. It's constantly. It's non-stop. It's increasing. It's a constant. It's increasing. Constantly. Increasing. Constantly. Yeah. This is an avodah of a bracha, and the Ben Mechayim, the Mir Rashba says it's for us. Because I'll say kolam avarach mizbarach, and it's here if you want to understand what kolam avarach mizbarach means. Imagine there's like a. Maybe a picture for us would be a fire hydrant. If they ever saw a fire hydrant busted, so it starts spurting in a tremendous power, and it seems like it's non-ending. It's like coming out full force, things non-ending. Kadosh Baruch Hu is, how do we connect to that pipe? How do we connect to that pipe? The way you connect to that pipe is with your hakara. Our hakara, kol mevarach, our hakara, and avada, the more you mefarik, the more you realize the protis of the hashkacha, the protis of how much the rotz in the hitiv. That's how much you connect to that source of bracha. Kol ha-mivarech mizbarech. He connects to that, and he opens it up with a bracha. So this is what we're getting back to what we started with. This is a whole new level, a whole new dimension. This is what the Chassam Sofer did with the main bracha. This is what some Yidden do. The oichel is geschmack. The oichel is good, but the oichel is there for a purpose. Right? Zappel is a famous in Sefer Shorim. A lot of people mislab it from it. It's hard. It's not so simple. But Sefer Shorim says things of Chazal. Shorim in Perek Gimel Prishos. Chazal says Yerushalmi that Osim Adam Litin Es Adin LeKol Mashera Oznav Ba'Olam V'Loy Ocha. A person's going to have a din v'cheshbon, something that he could eat, a geshmak azach, he saw that he eat, and he didn't eat it. Why? This is what we're talking about. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he created food, and he created me with a geshmak atay v'sach. He also created me with a geshmak atay. I want it. Take it, I put in this dip, and that dip, and this on the side, and they put the right combination, v'chule, else, everything come out. Have hana. Efshe. Maybe we're not holding on the darga. That's not tevis makom. But realize where it's coming from. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you to realize Tamu Uki Toiv Hashem. Hashkachas Hashem, that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. This is a whole new spin on Avoida Vachila to realize. You could either eat what you have, enjoy it, and it could be a momentary pleasure, or you could turn it to Netzach. You could turn it to Netzach. This is what I'm circulating. You could turn it to Netzach. If you take it and you spin it around, and you allow the food to be masapric before you kill, you start. Obviously, you have to be holding, we spoke about the past few weeks, you have to be holding by realizing it's something got you have to wake up and realize. But you realize, and you start thinking about the Hashkocha that went into here. And you say the Blocha, and you say Shirat Hashem. And you recognize, and you misapik for Yikel, you do Zet Murazu, you Mekayim Mitzvosai, Shalavoy. And you just took this Eichel. You just say, again, I'm not holding it by Mamish to make it forget if you ate. We're not going to forget if we ate. We're not holding by now, forgetting if we ate. Abba, remember, you ate. Abba, realize that there's a higher purpose here. There's at least another purpose of here. There's a whole. You could turn it into Nitzchias. You could turn this into a Sapak Vaikel. Someone who does this, he changes around his whole linear. Your breakfast will be much more interesting, much more colorful. And he took something that said, Davar Arai, and you Mahapak into Netzach. I don't know.